About 30 kids play a spirited game of kickball in a gymnasium in West Monroe. They're all members of the YMCA's summer day camp. But it's not all fun and games. The staff has incorporated education into the daily activities. 9-year-old Gabby Miller explains.
We, like, read and we do, like, kind of a little bit of math.
YMCA Child Care Director Ashley Watkins says the program works on the assumption that even though kids are out of school for the summer, they need a balance between play and work.
We do enforce math games and reading, so it's not just sitting home all summer doing nothing, playing video games. So it kind of gets them back in the field and in the mode of learning versus doing nothing but playing video games. And it's also fun.
10-year-old Mackenzie Moore agrees.
We do like some arts and crafts and all of that too, but the math, I think I like that also the best if I had to choose.
Ashley Watkins says involving academics in the curriculum requires some clever repurposing of standard material.
When we say math games, you know, we have Uno. Of course, we count, and different games of that sort that involves counting. So we call them math games so kids won't just think math. I'm actually having to do work. So we call them games to make it fun.
Even with the fun atmosphere, some children long for a bigger challenge. Camp member Charlie Peeler says that if it were up to him, he'd add another academic component to the camp schedule.
I would have to be doing division. It's sort of fun when you know, have to figure out. It's a little harder than multiplication, but you can do it. If you practice, you can do it.
Despite the enthusiasm for math, other academic applications are part of the program. Site director Joanna Parker says that books will play an increasing role in the children's summer camp activities.
We're going to start incorporating reading into our quiet time as well for the younger ones and the older ones.
But learning will not end with story time.
I think they can learn in anything they do. That's part of this. They're learning new games and new activities and new ways to participate with each other and share and do things. And that's just all part of helping the mind work. Just because we're not sitting in a classroom doesn't mean they can't learn.
The camp directors have also introduced new educational activities into the daily agenda. Joanna Parker says the children will take field trips this summer that the camp has never before organized.
They've got us scheduled for it's changed names. It was the Safari Park in Delhi. I don't know if it's still called that or not. They're going there, and they're going to Ruston, the planetarium, and maybe their museum there at Tech. And then the Children's Museum is new this year.
The cost of the program is $160 per child every 2 weeks. It will run until July the 27th. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.